The bill would allow businesses to stay open if they're following safety protocols and that they're essential no matter the size. It aims to stop a statewide shutdown like the one at the start of the pandemic in March, which was designed to keep people at home and not interacting with others, with certain exceptions, to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Republican John Cross took on the criticism that the bill was being rushed through on the first voting session of lame duck, saying it was introduced in May.
We have had 9 months. How much longer do we need to figure this out? Ohio is done waiting. Ohio says get your behinds to the House floor and get this state open.
But Democrat Kristen Boggs fired back that the pandemic is constantly changing and that she wanted time to confer again with constituents after nearly a month of record cases and hospitalizations.
And I would have appreciated the opportunity to give them that breathing room.
There was some spirited debate, and a provision to pass the bill as emergency legislation failed. But the measure was overwhelmingly approved on the floor, 75 to 11. Not long afterward, Governor Mike DeWine was holding his fifth press conference of the day as he toured Ohio cities to talk about his 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. COVID curfew. And he said he would veto the bill, calling it horribly misguided.
This is a direct attack on public health. It's a direct attack on the safety of the people of the state of Ohio. It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
The bill passed the House with more than a veto-proof majority. It takes 60 votes to override a veto in the House and 20 in the Senate, where the bill now goes. Republican lawmakers have introduced several bills to limit the power of DeWine and his health director, and he has vetoed one that passed. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.